25 past, it's Wednesday, it's time for School Talk. My guest this morning, first-year principal at Green River High School, and welcoming him back to the community after being here for a number of years and then a short stint in Rawlins, Darren Heslop. Darren, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me come in to visit today.
Well, thanks for coming in and sharing some time with us. Good to see you.
Thank you.
And, wow, what a year.
It's been busy. It's been a little hectic. Yeah, it's something else.
You know, well, your timing is impeccable. Is this the best or the worst year to be a first-year principal?
You know, I'm just glad that I am familiar with the community, because it makes it a little bit easier than if I was new to the community, didn't know anybody, didn't know anything. The people have been great. It's been great to come back. It's good to reconnect with the people I've spent a lot of time working with over the years. And because of that, I think it's gone pretty well.
What a, you know, a crazy year.
Yes.
And just before we went on, we were talking about here still in the pandemic, and there was a lot of stuff going on a Monday night at your high school.
You know, there was, and it's great that we're able to still find ways to do stuff so we can honor the great things that kids do, not just academically, but also the social emotional pieces, the different activities that they connect to that kind of identify them as people at this point in time in their lives.
I mean, you had a musical going on, you had wrestling going on in the practice room, you had a banquet. Who was that for?
I think that was...
Swim team? No.
That was our girls...
It was a
no,
girls
that
team.
Was our speech team.
All right.
Girls basketball banquet earlier in the week. We had our speech team banquet the following night, which was the night you were talking about, and the showcase for the national qualifying cheerleading team.
And was there a swim meet going on too?
There was a youth organization thing taking place. Yeah, it's a busy, busy place.
And probably wouldn't have expected that 6 months ago.
You know, when we first opened up at the beginning of the year, we didn't really know what to expect. We were hoping to get it through. We were hoping to get through a certain point in time in the year before they shut us down. And we were really diligent about the Smart Start plan that was put in place by the district prior to me coming here. And there's been a lot of really good people in our community working with our school to help us do this right, keep things safe. And because of that, I believe that's why we're still in the building with kids and doing as well as we are.
You're going to make it to the finish line, aren't
you? We're going to make it to the finish line, absolutely.
Well, talking about things that are happening, let's talk about things that last year's seniors didn't get to have, but apparently this year they will.
Yeah, and I wasn't here to know exactly what that turned out to be like, the graduation process last year. I heard a lot
special.
Of things.
It was special.
It was
different.
And I'm, you know, and I went through a process somewhere else where I was at previously, and you did the very best you could under the restrictions you had to try to make it as special as possible for those kids. But it wasn't what they were hoping for. It wasn't what they were looking forward to. The traditions and all of those things kind of went to the wayside, so to speak.
Yep.
And we created new traditions, and some of those will continue on, and then we'll also try to re-engage in some of those past practices that everybody looks forward to as much as possible.
What about graduation? How's it going to look for this year?
Well, great question. we've been planning on this we've been working on this for probably about 2 months already. We've been talking about this. We formed a committee of people. We had parents. We had students. We had administrators, we had student class sponsors, we had student council, we had board members, and we got together and we just started talking about it. What do we want this to look like? How is it going to go? What do kids want? Because this is for them. This is their day. This is kind of like the highlight of their school career. You know, this is a milestone, and we want to make sure that we celebrate that and honor it in a very special way that is memorable to them and their families. So going through this process, we designed some things and listened to people to see what they wanted, and it's kind of a week-long worth of events. It's a lot of stuff. So we're starting out on May 5th. May 5th is on a Wednesday, and that's our senior checkout day. That's their last official day of school.
May what?
May 5th. May 5th.
Wow, that's close.
It's coming up. It seems like it's right around the corner, and it kind of is. So.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
So we got to be ready for that. And at that point in time, kids will go through their last day of school. They'll go through a checkout process, take care of their fines, their fees, turn in their books and materials. Their grades will be finalized at that week. They'll get their caps and gowns. And then we're going to start kind of moving forward with the graduation proceedings.
Okay.
On Friday the 7th, Friday the 7th is when they get their caps and gowns. They get their papers on the 5th. Their last day of school is the 7th, and that's when they get their caps and gowns, and they go through that process of checking everything in. Monday the 10th, that's when we're going to be doing our senior walk. That's where we dress up in our caps and gowns, and we jump in buses, and we go to the different elementary schools, and we say hi to those kiddos. And it's a great thing for young people because it gives them a chance to see what the end of the road of their education looks like. It gives them a chance to connect with their neighbors, their brothers, their sisters, their cousins, their role models in different sporting activities, and all those types of things. And it puts them on a stage where these kids really admire what they are looking forward to and those types of things when they finish high school and graduate.
Well, and as you know, those kids look up to the seniors.
It's pretty cool. It's a neat process. The kids enjoy it. It gives them a chance to go back to their beginning roots of their elementary schools and maybe see some of the teachers that they engaged in when they were down there. And it's neat for those teachers to see them and how far they've come also. So that's a really, really neat.
They're going to do it this year.
We're going to do it. We're working with our elementary schools to see what that's going to look like because we want to make sure that we do that safe. We want to honor the protocols. We want to make sure that we don't endanger kids by doing these things and by wearing masks and social distancing and those types of things. That's what's gotten us to where we are, and that's what will allow us to continue to do some of this stuff.
All right. From there.
So that's what the morning of that Monday, May 10th looks like. And in the afternoon, we're going to do a senior send-off video, very similarly to what we've done in the past. Miss Nancy Ryder and Miss Kayla Mahanovich are working together to get little video clips put together of all of our seniors to kind of share their journey through high school one at a time with their senior pictures and baby pictures and a couple of other things. And this will be available for the seniors to see. We're also going to be inviting parents in at that time if they want to come and watch that as well. That'll take place in our gymnasium in the afternoon. Trying to see if that's all we got on that day. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
On Tuesday, May 11th, the senior parents are putting a barbecue together, and they're inviting all of the seniors to come down to Edgewater Park. It starts at 11 o'clock. It'll go till 3 o'clock. It's hosted by our parents of senior class. They've invited the administrators to be victims of the dunk tank. And if we can possibly get away, we'd like to go down and participate with them a little bit.
All right.
On Wednesday, May 12th, we've scheduled a rolling bonfire and parade.
Let me back up there to the barbecue.
Okay.
There's been a senior banquet in the past. Is this in lieu of that?
It is. It because of the numbers of people
and indoors and outdoor protocols.
Because of that, we've tried to think of ways to spread out and make things a little safer.
Just wanted to make that connection. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Wednesday, May 12th, we have a rolling parade and a bonfire. We're going to have a lineup of the parade at the Wild Horse Canyon by the Hampton Inn, starting at 7:30. We're going to have a police escort. The fire department's there. The bus will be there. Kids or parents will be invited to decorate their vehicle as a float, so to speak. And then we'll journey through from Wild Horse Canyon up to the Green River High School parking lot. We're going to have the yard signs put in place to honor all of the seniors as they go up Uinta Drive on our journey there. When we get to the high school, we're going to have a bonfire to kind of celebrate this ongoing process of kids that graduate.
During that parade last year was a big hit.
I heard it was, and the kids talked about it a lot when we were...
I'm not surprised that's one of the things that stuck.
You know, and as bad as all the COVID stuff was last year, one of the things that I think is great is that we have built and created new traditions that will continue and carry on, that were memorable for our community.
And this may be one of them.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think the kids liked it. I didn't even really know any of the seniors personally.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to the parade and loved it.
You know, it's a great opportunity for everyone to participate.
Yep.
Not just the parents, not just the kids. The whole community can get involved with something like this.
Sometimes it's difficult to get to the graduation.
Right.
And this is an opportunity to be a part of it.
It is. You know, we can have people engage in the parade. We can have people park on the parade line. They can make signs. They can honk horns. They can wave at the kids.
We did it all, Darren.
You know, all those things are available. And however they want to choose to participate, they certainly can.
And, okay, that is going to be on?
That is Wednesday, May 12th.
Wednesday, May 12th, and beginning?
7:30 p.m. We line up at the Wild Horse Canyon by the Hampton Inn.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Let me think. What else do we got here? We have graduation.
I'm going to say we got to get to
that. We have graduation, the actual ceremony. It starts on May 17th. We'll have a rehearsal in the morning. It is scheduled to take place at Wolf Stadium. We're wanting to do it outside, and the people on the committee said, rain or shine, we want to do it outside, and I admire that courage. And hopefully the weather permits.
And again, protocol comes into play there, right?
Again, yeah, absolutely. We have, for outside events, we have 10 tickets available for kids, because that's what allows, based off the numbers, that's how many people we can have attend. We'll have to be wearing masks. We'll have to social distance. The stadium allows us to do that. We just put together a kind of the layout of what we want that stadium to look like. We're going to be working with our sound people. We're looking to live stream it. We're looking to set up just to make sure everything works logistically,
a
we're going
lot
to be planning,
of planning
stuff out.
To go into
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
a lot
of
it. Planning. You can just tell all the parts.
You know, and it's not something that we've been working on a week. It's been months.
Okay.
It's been months that we've been doing this stuff. Now, the graduation is slated to start. What is it?
17th.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
The evening of Wednesday the 17th, is that
the
right?
The evening of Wednesday the 17th. One of the things that we talked about was if it was done during the day and it was warm, based on those people that participated many years ago with their kids, that sun shining down on aluminum seats in a stadium, it was pretty darn warm.
Yeah.
So we thought moving it back might be a little bit better opportunity.
I'm guessing there's probably a fallback plan because everything else seems to have been covered.
Yeah, there is. When we presented this plan to the school board, the one thing that they wanted to make sure that we were thoughtful about was making sure we had a contingency plan in case we had a weather like we do today. You know, sometimes in Wyoming we get those spring storms, and they're sometimes tougher than the winter ones.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we are well prepared in the event that happens. And what we've talked about is taking a look at the weather forecast on that Friday before and making a determination on what we believe is best.
All right. I'm not even going to ask you what the plan is. You have one, and if it's necessary, I'm sure you'll let us know.
Yeah, we will. Just the highlight of it, we'll move it into the gym. It'll be very similar to other stuff. But the weather is projected to be 69 degrees that day. I looked today. Now, I know that's a long ways off, but you got to be optimistic and hopeful.
In statistics, they have a coefficient of reliability or some darn thing that they talk about.
Yeah, the farther away, the looser it is, right?
Yeah, the deviation gets a little wider.
Right. Well,
good for you, though. You've checked it out already.
We're optimistic. We're hopeful. We're moving forward. I think it'll be a great event. I think the kids are excited about it.
All right, here's the toughest question of the morning. You ready?
Yep.
How many graduates?
All of them. All of them.
All of them.
Yep, we're going to try and get every one of them through. Whether we have to, if we have to help them along a little bit and drag them through the finish line, we're going to do everything we can to get everybody there.
Do you have a rough idea how big the class is?
It was 180-something the last time I talked. Numbers change a lot because of kids
transfers
that are
in
school, out of school, COVID stuff.
Yep. But around 180.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a deal.
All right. Well, I've said this to other folks that have joined us on this program through the year, but congratulations on, I think, just a marvelous job. The fact that you're still in school, the advantage that I think it's provided for our kids.
You know, we couldn't have done it without everybody. I mean, the school is one part of it, but the community's support to make it happen, to encourage kids, the administrators, the public health department, everyone involved has allowed this to take place the way that it does. And we had some tough times, but we got through it, and we're still here, and we're still fighting, and we're going to get to the finish line.
Well, from what I could tell, certainly not a scientific study, but from what I could tell, parents were on board big time about keeping kids in school.
Yeah, and I think it's so important. You know, last year, not just here, not just where I was at, but everywhere, kids that were learning at home had significant challenges and difficulties, and it created a lot of stress, not just for the kids, but for the parents of those kids. The teachers were trying to do something they've never done before, and they did a great job of figuring out very quickly and making it as good as possible.
And what I'm hearing is as good as possible wasn't as good as being in class.
You can't replace face-to-face interaction with ongoing support at a moment's notice immediately. Immediate feedback to kids based on what they're trying to learn is one of the biggest factors of student learning.
Well, you've spent time in the classroom. The look on the face, the nonverbal communication that you get from, doesn't that mean a lot to you as a teacher?
It means everything. Building those how do you build relationships with kids online? I mean, we're not as social media savvy as the kids are, but if you can't make those connections to build those relationships and get to know kids to the degree that we do when they're in the classroom, it's hard to get them motivated. It's hard to help them. It's hard to understand where they're coming from to help them make sense of things that they struggle with.
And as a teacher, can't you look at many times a student and go, I'm not getting through here. I need to take a different approach, or this kid's got it.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you see kids doing the work and you're able to work with them and see what's happening, you can monitor and evaluate their level of performance at that moment. And then you can respond to that performance at that moment. If they're excelling, you can challenge them. If they're struggling, you can find ways to differentiate that instruction. I mean, just talking slower and louder to kids isn't changing your instruction. It's just frustrating the teacher and the kid. Finding different ways to work with them to help figure out how to solve those problems and understand those challenges and build those skills is where we need to be, is in the classrooms with the kids face to face every day. That's where they're going to get it.
Do you miss it?
Well, I do, but I have a great job, and I have the flexibility of going into any classroom any day to work with teachers and kids, and I absolutely love it.
All right. Quickly, before we go, will there be prom?
Yes. This weekend.
What?
Yes. Yeah, we have prom this weekend. It'll be on Saturday. It starts at 7 o'clock. We've been selling tickets. We're going to start decorating the gymnasium today, which is the largest indoor space we have. Again, that's that social distancing piece. Prom will be from 7 to 11 o'clock. Again, we do have to follow the safety protocols. We have to wear the masks. We're going to promote the social distancing as much as we can.
There are going to be some fantastic pictures 20 years from now.
You know, yeah, they're going to look at those and wonder why those masks were part of those outfits.
Oh, boy.
Great stories to tell.
Yeah, well, it's a great story you're telling this morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate you letting me be here to visit.
And again, congratulations. My guest this morning, principal from Green River High School, Darren Heslop, on today's School Talk.